In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Mr. TV himself, Steve Newell.
Mr. TV? Who? Hang on, who's Mr. TV in this room?
You are.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, it is very TV-oriented today because my capacity to engage with challenging content evaporated at about the same time as Jamie Lee Ross's political career did on Sunday morning.
Zing.
And that's when the last of my brains of recent weeks kind of left.
Yeah, it's felt quite... I don't know, like there's a strange energy has been around the last few weeks in the lead up to the election. Now that's behind us, I guess everyone can just unwind and stare blankly at the TV.
Wait for the weed, man. What are you talking about? Ain't nothing over yet. Dang. Can't sleep.
Really? I mean, of all the things I expected you to say, the words wait for the weed were not one of them.
Wait for the weed, eh?
As far as staring at screens go, I did a bit of that on Sunday night and was kind of like, oh, I've kind of got this unresolved edginess after the election. Mm. And even though, you know, not to talk personal politics on the radio, I was quite happy. I was still like, I don't really know what to do. What do I watch? And then I remembered My Octopus Teacher. And so off we went for this, you know, beautifully shot, slow-paced tale of... kind of a bit of an annoying filmmaker.
He's a bit of a dick. He's a little bit self-righteous.
Yeah, but you know, the stuff he shoots of beds of kelp and octopus doing buzzy octopus things really hit the spot. And I didn't make it all the way through. Let's just be honest about that. But now I know what to return to the next time I kind of see the hours passing and don't know how to chill out.
A friend mentioned that the octopus, he's got a bit of marine knowledge, once it figured out that he was not a threat, probably just used him for a bit of warmth because that part of the ocean is particularly cold.
I love it. So those, the loving hugs were just a slurping of his warmth.
Yeah.
It is an animal. Pretty basic, you know?
Hey, now, speaking of animals, this attitude to viewing continued apace into this week, and I got very excited not by new feature films, but by the debut of TVNZ show Dog Almighty, hosted by Jono and Ben, a competitive dog show that kind of takes its cue from Crofts, like the sort of prestige dog circuit of doing jumps and running ramps and sitting and running through a tunnel. Except being New Zealand, it's kind of not quite up to that competitive standard.
Is it Tux Wonder Dogs?
I could say it's Tux Wonder Dogs.
Bring back Leishman.
Kind of with a little bit of...
There, I said it.
Maybe. What now? Chucked in, would you say?
Kinda. Yeah, well, it's
his name was Mark Leishman. It was Tux Wonder Dogs. My brain is just fucking, whoa. What the fuck?
Philip Leishman feeling very passed over.
Oh, man, I can't deal with that right now.
So this is... there is no Leishman, there's Jono and Ben, and it's kind of like really incongruously cast contestant interviewer Athena Angelou, who's from Flavor Radio host and from Celebrity Treasure Island.
Wasn't it Bill and Ben? Have they changed their names?
It's been a swap out. Been a bit of a swap out a little while back.
Got to be a story there. I'll look into it.
So basically it's the classic owners look like their dogs look like their owners scenario. They've come into this competition and some of the dogs can do a couple of the dogs can do most of the things.
Are they normal dogs?
Some of the dogs can do some of the things.
Is it like, and a couple of the Jeanette's dogs, bought a little dog that looks like her and it's going to do a jump? Is it that kind of thing?
A little bit of that. Well, two episodes aired this week. I've only seen the first of them, and that was the small dogs, and it was like Chihuahuas and that. And
I want to see a good dog, like good dog.
Oh, the good dogs are coming. Good dogs are coming. Good so they've split them for the first few episodes, so it's like the mini dog, the medium dog, and the big dog.
Has anyone got a dog by the radio right now? Good dog. Good dog. Is it pricking its ears up? Let me know. 5395.
Now, I endorse this as a pretty harmless piece of viewing that,
sounds like
you know...
It. Sounds like if it. You're but everyone likes dogs, man.
I like watching animals.
Dogs
pretty good.
Dogs are great, man.
The gags kind of don't work, like the scripted gags. But I think all part of that's kind of the charm of this. And
isn't that their brand?
And so... Yeah, but it's not just that sort of...
Scripted shit gags, Bill and Ben, or whatever they're called.
It's not just that sort of like maybe like kind of, you know, that sort of like youth groupie, maybe Ice TV type, we know we're being a bit whack humour, like some of it's genuinely, like it's not aiming for the stars. I'm just saying it doesn't work quite as well as maybe it sets out to.
Right.
And that kind of mirrors what's happening with the pooches as well. So it all kind of...
Dogs are losing interest.
It's all pretty easy.
What about this Taskmaster coming up? Have you seen the preview for that? Obviously, we're taking the British program and taking it for a hoon as New Zealanders. Always an interesting thing.
It is, and
but
in a way...
It's good format. Like, I do
it's
like
a great
that program.
Format.
The program's cooked and good. Yeah. So if we nail it, we nail it, you know?
It's been running for a bunch of seasons in the UK. Now, one of the things that's really hard to do is to recreate the great chemistry that the UK host Greg Davies has. He's just like, he's got a headmaster's asshole kind of wit.
And his little right hand man.
And his little right hand man, Alex Thorne. They've got a pretty, like.
Well, have we got Newsboy, right?
We've got Jeremy Wells as the Taskmaster and Paul Williams in the Alex Thorne role. Now, they're not totally trying to recreate the dynamic because I think that wouldn't work. Like, it's too specific.
Too genuine.
Jeremy's got his kind of arch delivery. I've only seen the first episode. That airs tonight on TVNZ at 8:30 p.m.
And I'm hoping
he gets a little bit more towards the Greg Davies end of the spectrum of kind of ripping into the contestants. Because that's part of the fun of Taskmaster.
Well, that's the British humour, you know? It's just peeling into your mates because you love them.
But another key part of it is just the fact that, like, if you get the casting, as they've done in the UK, like, most of the seasons have had five pretty mint contestants, and certainly the balance of them has been really good. Mm. Generally, well, always comedians.
Yeah, right.
And they basically, the premise is they go off and over the course of a couple of months are filmed doing a variety of ridiculous tasks on camera, and no one knows sort of what everyone else got up to. Then they wrap it together in these air quote live shows, unair quote,
and allocate some points.
It's a very non-scientific show, but it's great because it's quite revealing. And I think the people that try the most to come in with a persona and sell their persona are the ones that do the worst.
Right.
And as far as that goes in this season, let's just say Guy Williams and move straight along. The rest of the cast, far more watchable. Lee Hart is fantastic. Now, I don't know if you've caught the
It's about thinking outside the box the whole game, really, eh? So
it makes sense. And Lee Hart's match fit because the sort of stuff he does on Late Night Big Breakfast, you may have seen the fantastic Jacinda Ardern and Judith Collins episode.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, clearly he's working on the fly a lot more than anyone else around him, so his Taskmaster game's really good. Angela Dravid's fantastic deadpan humour.
I didn't mean to like sidetrack you with this, but it sounds like you've put some thought into this.
Oh, I watched it and dug it, so okay. I thought about it. Also this season, Brinley Stent is the kind of goofball, like, left of centre brain that I think everyone's going to find pretty endearing as the show goes on.
That's the brain that can often win the game, because a lot of it is just like, okay, I need to just deconstruct how I normally think about something to win this dumb fucking thing, you know?
Yeah, like, if you're coming a bit sideways, it's maybe an advantage.
Yeah.
And rounding out the cast is Madeline Sami. So it's a really well-cast first season. I think all of those individuals bring quite different things to the table. I'm looking forward to when they pair them up or team them up on episodes, because, you know, pity anyone that gets teamed up with Guy Williams.
So it's quite a big sell. Is this going to be timeless NZ television?
It's
a rip off of another country, it can't really be. It's not going to be field, you know, like.
You certainly can't, regional.
It's not going to be a remote control border collie or something like that.
No. You definitely can't compare it to, you know, the UK Taskmaster 9 seasons in, because that's a show that's like everyone that works on that show is like exactly. And so I think that as they kind of figure out the constraints of copying a format, that's going to be really instructive. I think it's worth watching just for the people on the panel.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a panel. That's not fair. It's not a panel show. For the contestants of Taskmaster and you know, maybe the drama of who will take home Jeremy Wells' life-size golden head as a trophy might not be the main reason. It's just that it's the journey.
I watched a bit of the British one that Rose Matafeo was on it for a couple of sort of hoons, and that dude Noel from that Mint as British program, what's it called?
Mighty Bush, Noel Fielding.
Oh, yep. He's great.
Yeah, they've had a really well cast show in the UK, and as well as like, oh yeah, that guy. There's also lots of like, no idea who the fuck you are, but suddenly you're my new favourite person.
Yeah, true.
So I'm not sure if they still have previous seasons on TVNZ on demand, but they had been showing the UK one on there, so it's possible they still have one kicking around.
Right?
Format's exactly the same, yeah.
Cool.
Open each episode with you've all brought in a prize of a certain topic.
Yeah, that's
topic,
fucking good, eh?
And we'll do something, and the winner will take home all the prizes.
This might be good, John. This might be good normal TV watching that we found
here. I think it's easy to forget about good normal TV watching. Yeah. And if you like
the
if
ads,
you fell
you know?
If you fell back into having the telly on for the general election on Saturday and rediscovered what ads are, then you might be in the zone for this also very ad friendly format.
The thing is, if you watch anything on demand, you're only suffering through one or two ads. It's really easy.
But what about what's available at Briscoe's, John? How do I know? What am I going to get at the KFC?
Well, you also might get told about a very easy to apply for loan.
Oh, fuck, man, a lot of loans.
It'll make all of your purchasing much easier once you just apply for this loan.
A lot of loans. And the channels they watch, a lot of funeral stuff. So,
yeah. Well, it's, I mean,
you need a loan for your fucking funeral, everyone, by the way.
There you go. There's a couple of nice easygoing things. Taskmaster's on tonight. There's two episodes of Dog Almighty you can catch up on TVNZ On Demand.
Cool.
Really ripping TVNZ hard today on 95 BFM.
It's good. It's all local. Come on, New Zealand kind of thing. A little arm shake underneath there. Someone said Lola was picking her ears up. Looks like Lola is a little spaniel dog. That's cute. Good dog. Good dog, Lola.
Good dog.
It's getting weird now.
Good dog.
John, are you going to say good dog or?
Good dog.
That was mad.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.